This is The Humans We Are, and I am your host, Carola. Hello, my dear friends. Welcome to another episode of The Humans We Are. Today, we are diving into a topic that truly has the power to transform your life. And I don't mean it lightly. You can see a deep transformation of not only your present, but also the trajectory of your life into the future. I am talking about rewriting your past. Now, I know you might be thinking this is just some useless semantic trick, because of course, we can't change the past. What is done is done. And you're right, in a sense. We can't go back in time and change the events that have occurred. But what if I told you that we have the power to change how we interpret those events, and in doing so, transform our present and our future? Could you agree with that? And that's what we mean by rewriting your past. It's not at all about denying what happened, but about shifting your perspective on those events. It's about recognizing that the stories we tell ourselves and everyone else about our past shape who we are today and who we can become tomorrow. This is so important. Let's start by understanding why our perception of the past matters so much. You see, humans, all of us, we are natural storytellers. We make sense of our lives by creating narratives. In psychology, they call it our narrative identity. It's a story we tell ourselves about who we are based on our own experiences. Now, the problem is that sometimes these stories that we tell ourselves aren't serving us well. Maybe we've seen ourselves as the victim in a situation, or we are holding on to shame and regret. These narratives can hold us back, keeping us stuck in patterns that don't align with who we want to be. If these narratives are old and therefore very ingrained, we feel like they are our true identity. They feel very true and very own. And if they don't align with who we want to be, it's incredibly hard to both change any behaviors associated with that identity, and also to see signs or evidence that doesn't align with that identity, even if these signs align with the desired identity. As an example, if you believe that you are not athletic and that you have never been, but you would like to start exercising more regularly, it will take much more effort to start doing some exercise, because it will create dissonance with your identity. And you know, that is so much more important to our human brains than creating any change that we intellectually know is good for us and that we may want very, very honestly and deeply. We may desire that change, but if it doesn't align with who we see ourselves to be, it's either not gonna happen or it's gonna take so much energy. And you may also overlook or dismiss ways in which you currently actually are more active than you're giving yourself credit for. Like maybe you walk to work, or like you take the stairs when you can, or like you play with your kids. But in your mind, you're going to dismiss that. You're not going to make it count. And you're just not going to use that or see it as part of your identity, because it doesn't align with that subconscious identity. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Our memories, contrary to popular belief, are not fixed like photographs. They are more like clay. They are moldable and they are changeable. Every time we recall a memory, we have the opportunity to reshape it slightly. And this isn't about fabricating a false past, but about recognizing that there are multiple ways to interpret our experiences and multiple vantage points. Like, we could stand in different positions to look at what happened, and therefore, from each vantage point, we may tell a slightly different story about what happened. And sometimes it's about zooming out. If you zoom out and you tell the story of what happened from a slightly zoomed out vantage point, you will be able to see more context and you will be able to tell a different story. This is where the power of reframing comes in. Reframing is about looking at a situation from a different perspective. So let me give you an example. Imagine that you didn't get a job that you really wanted. The story you might tell yourself is, I'm just not good enough. I will never succeed. It's not in my path, in my cards to get what I want, or I never get what I want. But what if we reframe that? What if instead you told yourself, this may not have been the right opportunity for me, but I learned valuable interview skills, and maybe now I am one step closer to finding the job that's truly a right fit for me. Can you feel the difference? It's the same event. We are not denying what happened. It's just a different interpretation and a completely different emotional impact. So how do we go about rewriting our past? Here are some steps that you can take. Number one, identify key memories or experiences that you want to reframe. These are often the stories that you find yourself revisiting, the ones that even to this point carry an emotional charge. Number two, examine the story you've been telling about this experience. You can be telling this story to yourself in your mind, or you can be telling this story to other people. It doesn't matter. What meaning have you assigned to this experience? Number three, look for alternative interpretations or perspectives, or ask yourself, how might someone else view this situation? What other outcomes or lessons could have come from this experience? If this was another person's experience, like a friend's or a loved one's experience, how would I tell this story? And this question is useful because we usually love our friends and our loved ones, and it's very like ingrained. It's almost like by default, we tend to tell the stories in a way that shines a bright light on them. Number four, focus on lessons learned and focus on how you grew from that experience. So focus on personal growth. Every experience, even and maybe especially the painful ones, teach us something valuable. Number five, of course, above all, practice self-compassion. Remember that you are always doing your best. Like, you always, with the knowledge that you have, the resources that you have, and the version of you that you are, at any given moment in time, you're always trying to do your best. And remember that that is true now, and that that was true back then. Even if now you have new information, or there were unforeseen consequences from that situation that you are using now to tell a bad story about the past event. You were not this version of today back then, and you didn't have the information and the resources that you do now back then. Now, I want to acknowledge that this is not an easy process. You may feel some resistance. You may fear that by reframing the experiences, you may be invalidating them. And remember, this isn't at all about denying what happened. It's about choosing a perspective that serves you better. It's about zooming out and seeing a more complete picture about what happened, of what happened. The benefits of rewriting your past can be very profound. It can improve your self-esteem and confidence. It can reduce anxiety and depression. It can make you more resilient in the face of future and present challenges. And it can even enhance your relationships as you will let go of resentments and hurts when you're able to zoom out and see a bigger picture. Now, before we wrap up, I want to guide you through a brief exercise. So think of a past experience that you've been viewing negatively. It could be something that you perceive as a failure, a rejection, or maybe a mistake. And I want you to challenge yourself to find three positive things that came out of that experience. Maybe you learned something valuable. Maybe it led you down a different path that turned out well for you that you could not have seen or considered if that perceived bad thing hadn't happened. Or maybe it helped you solidify what you don't want or aren't available for. Maybe it made you stronger or more compassionate. Or maybe it gave you a beautiful and worthy memory to cherish for the rest of your life. Take a moment to really reflect on this. How does it feel to view that experience through this new lens? And remember, rewriting your past is a process. It takes time and practice, but with each small shift in perspective, you're creating a new narrative, one that empowers you rather than hold you back. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of rewriting your past. I encourage you to keep practicing this. Notice the stories you tell yourself and ask whether they are serving you well or not. And if not, know that you have the power to change them. As I mentioned before, I do one-on-one coaching to help women like you create the changes in yourself and in your life and in your relationships that you want to make, and make them with love and compassion. We focus on helping you feel clear and capable to become who you want to be and create the changes from there. If you'd like to do this, I assure you, it's life-changing. My clients have said that they feel so much happier, freer, more confident and empowered after working together, and that they didn't believe that it was possible to not be constantly under such big stress and barely keeping up with their day-to-day life, let alone dream about what an amazing future would look like. But after working together, all of that was possible. You won't regret it. If you're curious, I invite you to a free consult that you can book going to carolafuertes.com/consult. In that consult, we will talk about where you are, where you want to go, and what it would look like to go together, to have support and to take the time that you deserve to take and have the support that you deserve to have. when you, as you create those changes. But it's a zero pressure conversation. If it makes sense to talk about working together, we will take it from there. And by the way, I've been asked this. I don't have an agenda for what your future life, what your future needs to look like. It's about helping you get clear about what you want. And I am not committed to any particular or specific future for you. If you are not ready yet to jump on that call, but you want to support the show, rating and reviews are the best way. And of course, helping me spread the word by sharing this episode with a friend who might like it. If you have any comments, suggestions for topics to cover or feedback of any kind, you can email me at carola@carolafuertes.com, or you can also DM me on Instagram where I am at Fuertes Carola. Okay, until next time, in the meantime, be kind to yourself, embrace the power of your own narrative, and keep growing in self-understanding and self-compassion. That's all for now, my friends. Bye-bye.